Welcome to a special edition of Away with Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. Today, we're listening back to some of our favorite discussions about language, discussions that happen with some of our youngest listeners.
We always get a kick out of hearing from families who listen to the show together. You always wonder, was it the parents or the kids who finally said, hey, let's call Away with Words?
Yeah, like how about this one? A mother and a daughter were puzzling over the origin of not exactly a word, but something you see in text messages all the time.
Hi, this is Andrea Warfel, and I live in Haslett, Michigan, in the greater Lansing area.
Gotcha. Welcome to the show. What's up?
Well, I'm here with my six-year-old daughter, Nevi. I'm raising up a couple of word nerds here, and she asked me a very good question the other day that I did not know the answer to, but I said we should call Grant and Martha because I bet they can tell us.
Oh, excellent.
All right, so I will pass you over to Nevi. Here she is.
Okay.
Why is XOXO stand for hugs and kisses?
Why does XOXO stand for hugs and kisses?
Nevi, what a good question. What made you think about that?
We were texting back and forth with Daddy, who was off working in Detroit, and he wrote back XOXO, and we got to wondering if the O was for hugs, like the arms around the body, but then why the X for kisses? Because when you go to kiss someone, what shape does your mouth make?
O.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well, we don't 100% know for sure why we use X for kisses and O's for hugs. But the best theory that people who study these things have come up with is that the X used to be a way to sign important documents to show that you were being faithful and honest and true. And you would actually kiss the spot, which kind of confers a blessing upon the document or shows your sincerity. And that X has to do with the cross, the Christian cross that Jesus died on. And in fact, in many cases, you will find people talk about that X not as an X, but as a bunch of crosses, even though they're on their side. And that's the best theory that we've found so far. So it was a way to sign documents, and then you might kiss it to show, kind of make it formal, to formalize it. Kissing is always involved in rituals and things, even now, right?
So the O's are the hugs, then?
The O's are the hugs. Many people just think it was a way to indicate the physical arms encircling someone else.
Okay, and that's what we thought, but we just couldn't figure out where that X came from.
Yeah, so the X is the kiss, though, and the O is the hug.
We're glad you're talking about that and raising new word nerds.
Yeah, we try. Her name is even a portmanteau. She goes by Nevi for short.
Nice.
My name is Neva Lita, and we smushed six people together to make Neva Lita.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Well, thank you guys for your time.
Thank you, Andrea. Thank you,
Nevi.
All right. Nevi, will you call us again sometime?
Yes.
All right.
Excellent.
Bye-bye. Take care now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I love that Nevi already knows that her name is a portmanteau. You know, it's a combination of more than one name. How cute is that?
So cute. And remember the call from the woman and her son who were playing a word game and they needed a referee? And they got an answer that was surprising.
Hi, this is April Worcester, and I have my son here, Charlie Worcester, and we have a question.
Hi, April. Where are you calling from?
We're calling from San Diego, California.
Great.
Outstanding. And how old is Charlie?
Seven.
Seven.
7 years old.
Well, Charlie, it's nice to talk to you. What is the question?
What does canoodle mean?
What does canoodle mean?
Canoodle? Where did you hear the word canoodle?
When we were saying letters that start with K.
Letters that start with K. Where were you doing this? At home or in school?
Home. Yeah, we were playing the alphabet game where you have to say words that start with a particular letter.
Interesting, interesting. And you want to know what canoodle means?
Yeah, I said knife.
So Charlie gave the word knife.
Oh, that's a good one, starting with a silent K,
excellent.
Huh? And so who said canoodle?
Mom.
Mom said canoodle. And did she tell you what it means, Charlie?
No.
She didn't.
I didn't know.
All right. Well, we have an answer, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So who decided to call the show?
Me.
You did. So you're a listener to Away with Words.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay. All right.
Well, you know what? Canoodle starts with a C.
So mom was wrong.
Yeah, so you're wrong. You're the winner, Charlie.
Yay, Charlie. Way to go, Charlie. Yeah, canoodle starts with C, like cat. And so you want to know what canoodle means, huh? Well, canoodle means to sort of kiss and cuddle and hug.
Be lovey-dovey.
Be all lovey-dovey. Yeah, like you might see characters in a movie and they have little cartoon characters and they have little hearts, you know, flashing over their heads or something. Yeah. If they're really in love.
Heart eyes and heart beeping out of their chest.
Yeah, then you might say that they're canoodling. And it's a funny word. We don't know the origin of it.
Because noodle is funny, right?
Noodle is funny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, noodle's funny and so is canoodle. But it starts with a C.
So I lost the round.
I think you lost that round.
You're going to have to do all the dishes for a week now, Mom.
Well, yeah.
So, Charlie, congratulations.
And thank you for your call. We really appreciate it. You two take care, all right?
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Charlie.
Bye.
That little voice.
I know.
So cute, right?
Yes.
Well, now's the time to make your little voice heard, or your big voice.
Speak up for radio that encourages thoughtful conversation.
Call this public radio station right now. Make a gift that shows how much you appreciate this little oasis of civility on the radio. Here's the number.